Each Owlbell film began, naturally, with the tolling of a bell, followed by an introduction to the exotic adventure that lay ahead.
Early one morning, I boarded a jet plane. Destination, the jungles of Peru, South America, home of the Shipibos. About 6 o'clock, I watched a beautiful sunrise as it rose above the billowing clouds. When I saw the majestic snow-capped peaks of the Andes 6 hours later, I knew we were in South America.
During more than 12,000 assembly programs at more than 400 schools, Owlbell transported Iowa grade schoolers away from their humdrum lives to trek through the Amazon or ride African camels. Now, four of his favorite 16mm travel films have been restored to DVD at the urging of West Des Moines video producer Liz Gilman. She's a native of Menlo, where the Bell family lived, and has vivid memories of his travelogues presented at the local elementary school.
One of the ones I specifically remember was the lice eating. I remember as a small kid seeing images of people in Peru lined up one after the other, and they're picking each other's hair and eating them.
Ever since I'd come to the jungles, I've been trying to get movies of the Indians picking lice from each other's hair. Always before, when they saw the camera, they'd stop. But this woman was in... Is she eating those lice?
This is just one of the scenes you'll see at the Owlbell Film Festival at the Saints Center in Stewart Sunday afternoon. His daughter, Becky Bell Greenstreet, is coming in from Oregon for the event. She says it wasn't always easy being the child of Owlbell because of his frequent absences, but she recalls one trip with him that turned her into a minor celebrity.
When I was about 10 then, we went to Okefenokee Swamp, and that was the first movie that I got to star in. And that was pretty exciting for me, especially when Daddy had me jump out of the boat, and there are alligators coming at me from all directions. I had to do it 3 times because he thought that the first take, which was perfect as far as I was concerned, he thought he had the lens cap on.
Owlbell is remembered by many of the 3,100 people who have posted comments to a Facebook page in his honor as a consummate showman who would bound into the room with his signature, "It's a great day." Shawn Haas will drive from her home in Austin, Texas for the festival. She grew up in LeGrand in Marshall County and says Owlbell inspired her to look beyond her small town streets.
It was so far out from our reality. It was just so exciting to see. He made it so fun with all of their costumes and all the artifacts that they brought. And I think that he instilled in me a love of traveling and learning about other places.
Some of those costumes and curios will also be at the Owlbell Film Festival. Bell died in 1993 at the age of 77. Admission Sunday will be a dime, the price scores of Iowa school children once paid to be lifted to lands far, far away by Owlbell. I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.